Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
It's one of these things where how are you working in this field without a degree? Wait a minute. You only have a high school education?
And Chad P.
Well, this guy is smart enough to actually be able to go and teach on the collegiate level.
Easily.
But he chooses
to be a rock star.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, and it's been 5 years since Katrina came through this part of Louisiana, southeastern Louisiana. You know what I did to celebrate?
What's that?
Shut off all the power in my house and lived off the generator for 3 days.
What?
Yeah, the wife wasn't very happy with that. No, of course I'm not serious. There was a Saints game on. I like to be comfortable,
too. I listened to the game on my hand crank radio.
It was a million degrees outside.
This is the only radio show that's still perfect in the preseason.
That's right.
How about that?
We've never lost.
No.
Came close, but never lost. I'm Joe Burns. And I have a philosophy doctorate. I also have an MA, a Master of the Arts, and I also have a Bachelor of Arts. No, it matters. It goes to the show topic this time around.
So you're not just bragging?
No, yes, but it goes
right
to it. Now, what do you have? What is your degree?
Apparently not enough, because can't beat you.
What do you have?
I have a Bachelor of Arts in Mass Communication and Journalism and a minor in Theater.
What are you starting?
Oh, I'm starting a Master's degree in Organizational Communication with a concentration in health.
Fantastic.
How about that?
That goes to our topic today.
Okay, my master's degree?
You don't think about rock stars normally being people with high-end degrees, do you?
Well, no. They're rock stars. They're not smart.
But yet. There are rock stars that have advanced degrees.
That's good. Something to fall back on when the magic goes away.
That's right. As the bassist for Aerosmith said at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, "Mom, I swear when this is out of my system, I'll go back to college."
Cool deal, all Tom. Right. Hamilton.
Tracy Chapman has a degree in anthropology and African American studies from Tufts University.
Anthropology?
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Keith Buckley has a bachelor's degree in English from Buffalo University.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ton of these, and it's what we're going to do on today's show.
Cool deal.
And the one we're going to play.
Exactly.
Brian Ferry has a degree from the University of Newcastle, a bachelor's degree in art. How about that?
That's the one that I would kind of suspect. If you have a musician who has a degree, I would automatically think it's in art.
That's right, but he finished it. A lot of people start the degree, like a couple of the Stones started degrees in arts but didn't finish them. A couple of people from Floyd started the degree but didn't finish them.
Hmm.
This guy walked across the stage in the silly flat hat. Here is Brian Ferry and Roxy Music. Love is the drug. Right here. Rock School. This is Rock School with me, the teacher, and over there, the student.
Oh, quit
Chad.
Rubbing it in. You beat me in
rubbing
one.
It in.
You beat me in one
you.
Challenge.
No, it has nothing to do with that. We're talking about rock stars that have college degrees.
Right.
I'm the professor. You are now the student back in a master's program.
Right.
I got to tell you what. If I could make the same living I am right now, just simply collecting degrees, I would do it.
Professional
I love
student.
Going to school. I love going to school.
You know why Brian Ferry got that degree?
No.
His only drug of choice was love. He didn't smoke away all of his brain cells.
Yeah, I get, well.
That's a pretty good joke, huh?
No.
But
okay. Tom York of Radiohead has a degree in arts and literature from the University of Exeter.
What?
I don't know what it is. E-X-E-T-E-R. I've never heard of it.
Where is it?
It doesn't say. It just says bachelor's degree.
That could be a fictional college for
probably
all you
could.
Know. Exeter.
It's one of those things. Pay us $35 and we'll make you a degree.
Right.
Kenny Chesney, the guy who sings country and has big guns and wears a hat. Mm-hmm. Bachelor's degree in advertising from East Tennessee State University.
That's cool.
Yeah, that one I think you have to earn.
Mm-hmm.
Young MC, remember him, rapper? Just bust a move. He has a bachelor's degree in economics.
Yeah, I'm not recalling him. Do it again.
Bust a move. Yeah, do it again. Yeah.
Economics.
Yeah, that's not one they just hand out like candy. That one's rough. From the University of Southern California.
USC.
Yeah, how about that? Smart guy. Now dig this.
Digging.
Now, what have we had so far? Undergraduate degrees.
Right.
Okay.
BAs.
Dig this. Greg Graffin from Bad Religion has a bachelor's degree in anthropology from UCLA, a master's degree in geology from UCLA, and a PhD in zoology from Cornell University. I don't think I want to play Sudoku with this guy.
And I'm guessing some proceeds from record sales helped fund that education.
I would think. This guy is crazy smart. There you go. Bad Religion. 21st century digital boy. Rock School.
I can't believe it. The way you look sometimes.
See, these are the stories that I like. This guy is smart enough to actually be able to go and teach on the collegiate level.
Easily.
But he chooses
to be a rock star.
To be a rock star.
Nice.
Not just one of the dumb ones that sit there and drool and beat on things and play power riffs and they do that because that's all they know how to do. No, he's smart enough to do it. He just chooses to be a rock star. I love that.
I think it's good, too. Dig this.
Okay.
Lionel Richie has an economics degree from Tuskegee University.
Tuskegee.
I mean, yeah, these are not things you just hand out. Carrie Underwood has a bachelor's degree in mass communications, my field, from Northeastern State University.
Something tells me she won't have to use it.
No, she's probably doing very well. Now, here, again, you want to talk about somebody that has degrees?
Yeah, go ahead.
And we're not talking about underwater basket weaving degrees.
I had that.
Dexter Holland of The Offspring.
Mm-hmm.
Dig.
Mm.
Bachelor's degree in biology from USC, then a master's degree in molecular biology from USC.
Sweet.
Do you know what that makes him? Pretty fly for a white guy.
Oh, God.
From album Americana. That's ridiculously smart. I mean, that's scary smart. That's I can put together your VCR and program it too smart. Right here, Rock School.
Montag, lieben, glauben, glauben.
This is Rock School. We talk about rock stars with college degrees.
Now, that was the third song,
yes.
And you've exceeded your pun limit for the day, okay? None of that. I will throw something at you.
Okay. That big Bubba cup right there filled with water.
I love this Bubba keg, man.
I do. All right. Chuck D, rapper with Public Enemy.
Sure.
He has a degree from Adelphi University in New York in graphic design.
Oh, cool. That means he can draw pretty pictures.
That's right. My father has a degree in graphic design.
From where?
Penn State.
Oh, cool.
That's right. He's a Nittany Lion. Now the one we're going to play, Simon and Garfunkel. We're only going to play a Paul Simon song, but Simon and Garfunkel. Art Garfunkel went to Columbia State University, where he received a master's degree and an undergraduate degree in history and math. He later went on to become a member of the intelligence fraternity, Alpha Epsilon Pi.
Oh, sweet.
So, I mean, are you smart? Yes, prove it. Look. He held up the big thing. Look at this. Paul Simon, on the other hand, has a bachelor's degree in English literature from Queens College. So, both of them highly educated. So to prove that, here you go. Here's one from...
Here's the proof right here.
Here's one from Paul Simon's latest album.
A poem?
Outrageous. A poem? Well done. Who's going to love you when your looks are gone? It's outrageous. Rock School.
It's outrageous to line your pockets off the misery of the poor. Outrageous the crime some human beings must endure. It's a blessing to wash your face in the summer solstice rain. It's outrageous a man like me stand here and complain, but I'm tired. 900 sit-ups a day. I'm painting my hair the color of mud, mud, okay? I'm tired, God will like you waters the flowers on your windowsill. Who's gonna love you when you look so gone?
Who's going to love you when your looks are gone? That's outrageous here. Paul Simon on Rock School.
That was a recent album. That's only a few years ago, right?
That was a few more back. Yeah, he hasn't put out another album for a little while. That's the latest, at least the latest one that I have. He may have slipped one in that I missed, but hard to do because I love Paul Simon. Mm-hmm. I would have jumped on a new album very, very quickly. Now, we're going to be back in just a minute to talk with you guys about more rock stars that have degrees. I got one coming up after the break. I don't believe he has a degree, but...
What's he doing in the show?
But it's one of these things where... How are you working in this field without a degree?
Okay.
You should... It's one of these things where you hear about somebody that's working in a field and... Wait a minute. You only have a high school education? What do you hear about this?
Hello, radio. Interest.
It's you. Hello, Radio Universidad Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Doc, you know what?
What?
They all have degrees up there.
That's true.
They're born with them.
That's right.
It's on their birth certificate.
Right out of the womb. This kid looks like he needs a degree in biology.
You get a DOB and an MA.
Well done. DOB, date of birth.
Right.
You'd think with my degrees, I'd have figured that out. If you'd like to be our friend on Facebook, jump on the computator device, the magic thinking box, and search Rock School Radio Show, or just dumb guy who can't understand date of birth. Rock School Radio Show. You'll find us. Oh, am I going to catch heck once these microphones close up?
That's
we'll
right.
be back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School. We talk about rock stars with college degrees.
So when you're filling out your health insurance forms.
Yeah, and it says DOB.
Or SS number sign or whatever, yeah. Do you get confused?
Yeah, I do. I walk in circles until somebody takes me by the hand and sits me down.
Wow, dude.
All right. Now, I wanted to throw this guy in only because he's one of these where, you know, how are you doing this job? I don't think this guy has a degree. In fact, I couldn't find where he did have a degree.
Lay it on me, brother.
Jeff Skunk Baxter
mm-hmm.
played guitar for both Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers. I'm sure he still plays. However, he is also a self-taught expert on weaponry systems, specifically ballistic missile defense systems.
Oh, yeah, ballistic missile defense systems.
Oh, sure. I looked him up on Wikipedia. That's how I figured him out.
It's a fan page on Facebook. Tells you all about him.
Sure. What he did... is he's been teaching this stuff to himself, and after this long period of time at home, he wrote this 5-page paper, and he proposed that the ship-based anti-aircraft Aegean missile system should be converted into a missile defense system, and gave the paper to California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher.
Uh-huh. And well, it was only five pages.
Oh, sure. Dana said, that's not bad. So in 1995, he was elected chairman of the Civil Advisory Board for Ballistic Missile Defense, a position he still holds today.
He could write a paper, write a book, How to Convert Your Ship Missile System in Six Easy Lessons.
Oh, and by the way.
Five words or less.
And by the way, here's how to play China Grove on top of that. Jeff Skunk Baxter, Rock School. I want to get in one more before the bottom of the hour. It's going to make us a little late, but I want to get this one in because it goes with the Jeff Skunk Baxter story pretty well.
Oh, another guy who self-taught himself with quantum physics.
Well, it's not self-taught, but it's the same area. This guy, Philip Taylor Kramer, was an Iron Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bassist. After Iron Butterfly kind of imploded and was no longer really worth it,
yeah,
he splits, gets a degree in aerospace engineering, and begins working on the MX ballistic missile guidance system for the U.S. Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
After that, splits, had enough of things going boom, apparently, begins working on facial recognition systems, advanced communication, and fractal compression systems for CDs. So,
wow.
Again, things that go boom,
yeah,
and then back into the music industry.
What was the code name for all that stuff? Inagata DeVita?
Or Are You Happy? The album was Inagata DeVita, but we're going to play Are You Happy. There you go. Philip Taylor Kramer, another wickedly smart guy right here. Rock School.
Are you happy?
That's aerospace engineer, bassist Philip Taylor Kramer from Iron Butterfly.
Good
going into the bottom of the hour.
Lord, dude. You said you got a degree in aerospace engineering,
yes,
and the first thought that comes to my head is a six-figure,
yeah,
salary.
Oh, yeah. You're not pushing Slurpees at the local Circle K with,
no,
that kind of a degree.
You're not late on the water bill.
No, not at all. Hey, welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm not very smart.
No, yeah. Well, first step is admitting it. Hey, let's do 7 days and 70 seconds since we are running late. Monday, August 30th through September 5th. If that's a Sunday, 7 days, 70 seconds. Chad, go.
All right. 75 years ago, 1935, on August 30th, the Mamas and the Papas singer and guitarist John Phillips was born in Paris Island, South Carolina, probably on a base.
Yeah. I got another birthday for you here. Tuesday, August 31st, 65 years ago, Van Morrison is born in Belfast, Northern Ireland.
September 1, 1995, the late, great Louis Armstrong did something that I plan to do. He's honored on a U.S. postage stamp.
Well, you got to be dead for a while, you know. Thursday, September 2nd, 15 years ago, 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame, fame, opens in Cleveland, Ohio.
September 3rd could have been the day that the Comets played internationally overseas, but Bill Haley from the Comets cited a fear of flying and declined the offer.
There's no such thing as a boat.
You really, yeah.
A boat. 40 years ago, on September 4th, after 20 years on the air, Lawrence Welk airs its final episode. My wife still watches it.
Yeah?
Thank you, boys. September 5th, Sunday, 20 years ago, B.B. King gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Nice. Who we got next?
Mary Chapin Carpenter has a bachelor's in American Civilization from Brown University. How about that?
I've heard some great things about Brown.
John Legend has a degree in English from the University of Pennsylvania.
Nice.
And Tom Morello.
Oh, from Rage Against the Machine?
From outrage
degree. Wait. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Yeah?
Got to be political science.
Good for you.
Well, what else would they take?
That's true. Political science from Harvard University.
Harvard?
Yes, sir.
Now,
oh, yeah.
That I would not have guessed.
High now. Sleep now in the fire.
Great
Here
tune.
You go. Rage Against the Machine. Rock School. On Rock School, as we talk about rock stars with college degrees, did you know you could actually get an honorary degree?
Huh?
If your life has shown, what would you call it, promise, courage, success, influence upon others, celebrity even, universities will often ask you to come to their graduation, sometimes speak at their graduation, and because of your life experiences, that college or university will bestow upon you an honorary degree, normally a doctorate.
Really? Okay, huh. Yeah. So how many honorary degrees does Bono have?
Bono, probably a few. I, as dumb as that sounds. Cat Stevens, now known as, of course, Yusuf Islam. He has a honorary doctorate from the University of Gloucester. Stevie Wonder has one from Oberlin College in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Bob Dylan has one from St. Andrews in Scotland. Billy Joel has one from Hofstra.
These are just honorary degrees. It doesn't specify a field. I just have an honorary doctorate or
right,
honorary
degree. I'm sure it has an honorary field. I would think you wouldn't give somebody an honorary doctorate in biology like Billy Joel. I'm sure it's an honorary doctorate in the arts.
Probably
something overriding.
Right.
Yoko Ono has an honorary doctorate of laws from Liverpool University. Mm-hmm. And then a year later received an honorary doctorate of fine arts from Bard College. So there you go. She's got two.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, an honorary doctorate of humanities was given from Monmouth University in New Jersey to New Jersey's favorite son, Bon Jovi. So there you go.
Bon Jovi is New Jersey's favorite son?
Yeah.
What happened to the boss?
Well, according to this, it says he's a favorite son. So when you see him, you must refer to him as Dr. Bon Jovi.
I will not.
PhD.
Right, because I see him every day.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's Dr. John Bon Jovi on Rock School. Jovi on Rock School with his honorary doctorate and the degree of humanities.
Pretty cool.
The Berklee College of Music has given out a lot of honorary doctorates. Here's just a few of them. Duke Ellington, B.B. King, Sting, James Taylor, Pat Metheny, Paul Simon, Billy Joel has another one from them, Bonnie Wright, Quincy Jones. By the way, Luciano Pavarotti has an honorary degree from McMaster University.
McMaster?
I don't know where that's from, but it's McMaster.
Somebody made that up.
Again, one of those you could get in the back of Rolling Stone, send us $40, and you know, you're a preacher. Good for you.
Right.
Dolly Parton was recognized by the University of Tennessee for her outstanding achievements in Stop it.
What
are you, 10? Stop it. For her outstanding achievements in entertaining and philanthropy.
Yeah.
And on that
That's
note.
That's what I was going to say.
Hello, KLSU. I'm the adult in the room. Who else is listening to us?
WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin.
By all means, sign up with us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show. I put the page together.
How dare you insinuate that I would do that?
Rock School. We got time for a couple more songs and a couple more people who have some degrees. Mark Knopfler of the group Dire Straits has a degree from the University of Leeds, as in Live at Leeds, the Who concert. Huh. He has a bachelor's degree in English. Jim Morrison of The Doors has a degree in theater arts from UCLA.
I didn't know that.
And the one we're going to play, he is a teacher's trainer and a degree in teaching from Northern Counties College of Education. As a matter of fact, was a teacher and a jazz musician at the same time. Got his nickname because when he played out, when he was still teaching, when he played out,
right,
he wore a black and yellow striped sweater, so he looked like a bee.
So he's a teacher's trainer.
Well, that's his degree, teacher's training from Northern Counties College of Education.
Who's this guy?
Sting.
He is not.
That's right. He was a schoolmaster, which is why the song Don't Stand So Close to Me and the video where he's wearing the black graduation robe is just a little touch naughty, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little touch naughty.
Oh!
Here's Sting from the album Soul Cages, my favorite Sting album. Here's Mad About You. Rock School. Well, it looks like I did them all. Every so often, I got stuff left over, and I don't actually get around to them all, but I think I've did them all. I got about five more to tell you about and one more to play.
That means that there's not an overbearing plethora of rock stars who are smart.
That's true. Brian May of Queen has a degree in astrophysics from Imperial College and then a PhD in astrophysics, also from Imperial College.
Oh, come on, Brian. Now you're just showing off.
Yeah. Lisa Loeb, the woman who is now singing a lot of little kids' tunes. Did you know that?
No.
I have a kids' song album from Lisa Loeb.
Really?
Yeah, she has a song called Jenny Dear. I can't remember.
Oh,
the
it
name,
doesn't but, matter.
Yeah,
what's
I can't
the degree
think
in?
She has a bachelor's in comparative literature from Brown University. Graduated in 1990.
I didn't know literature was comparative.
Well, ask Lisa. She could do it for you.
With her glasses on?
Sheryl Crow was an elementary teacher in St. Louis and a graduate in music composition, performance, and education. How about that? And Tom Schultz, of course, is a, of course, from Boston.
Of course.
He has a degree and a master's degree from MIT in the field of mechanical engineering.
Oh, yeah, I know that dude's smart. That's the Boston guy, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, he is smart.
He was working as a senior production design engineer for Polaroid when he said, I think I'll try my hand at being a rock star.
I think he did pretty well.
Yeah, he had some success in that. You know, if all else fails, I can go back to Polaroid and see what happens over there. And the one we're going to finish up on, Bruce Dickinson, not the guy with the cowbell.
I was going to
not
ask.
Not the guy with the cowbell. But Bruce Dickinson, Iron Maiden's lead singer, has a degree in history from the University of London.
Hmm.
And that's it. That's everyone I brought to you.
You know what I'm wondering about these degrees in history?
Yeah.
Don't at some point they have to be updated?
Because history keeps happening?
Yeah.
I guess so.
I wonder that.
I would think. There you go. We're going to finish up with Bruce Dickinson. I'm not sure there's any cowbell in this song, but if you happen to have a cowbell lying around, feel free to pick it up and just clink right along.
Yeah, man.
We're going to run to the hills from the album Number of the Beast. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P. I'm late for class.
There you go. Class is dismissed.